Roman numeral 4. In Christ, God has been constituted into man. Man has been constituted into God, and God and man have been mingled together to be one entity, which is called the God-man. A. The many God-men, the many sons of God, are the increase, reproduction, duplication, and continuation of Christ, the first God-man. John 12:24. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone, but if it dies, it bears much fruit. Romans 8:29. Because those whom he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. B. A God-man is one who partakes of God's life and nature, thus becoming one with God in his life and nature, and thereby expressing him. C. A God-man has been born of God to be a child of God, having the life and nature of God. 1. A God-man has two lives, the human and the divine, and two natures, humanity and divinity. 2. A God-man is a life-man. 3. A God-man is a gold-man. D. A God-man is constituted with God, having God as his life, life supply, and everything. Thus a God-man is man yet God, and God yet man. E. A God-man is a new creation and the righteousness of God in Christ. F. A God-man loves the Lord with his whole being, that is, from his heart, soul, mind, and strength. G. A God-man has no confidence in the flesh, denies the self, and exercises the spirit to live Christ. H. A God-man is a man of God with the word of God, inhaling the breath of God. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is God's breath and profitable for teaching, for conviction, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 17. That the man of God may be complete, fully equipped for every good work. I. A God-man realizes that he is not an independent individual, but part of the corporate God-man, the body of Christ, the one new man.